ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 24 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड टेक्स्ट नंबर 67 पृथ्वी सवै गुरु भरम शपयन कुरुणाम अंता समुत्थ कलिना युधि भूपचंबः दृष्टा विदूय विजये जयमुद्विघोष्य प्रोच धवाय च परम समागत स्वधाम Prithva's translation and purpose by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna, created a misunderstanding between the family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by His glance, annihilated all the demonic kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and declared victory for Arjuna. Finally, He instructed Uddhava about transcendental life and devotion, and then returned to His abode in His original form. Purport. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. The mission of Lord Krishna was performed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, for by the Lord's mercy, Arjuna was victorious due to being a great devotee, whereas others were killed simply by the Lord's glance, which cleansed them of all sinful activities and enabled them to attain sarupya. Finally, Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava about the transcendental life of devotional service, and then in due course of time, He returned to His own abode. The Lord's instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita are full of jnana and vairagya, knowledge and renunciation. In the human form of life, one must learn these two things: how to become detached from the material world and how to acquire full knowledge in spiritual life. This is the Lord's mission. Paritranai sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkritam. After executing His complete mission, the Lord returned to His home, Goloka Vrindavan. Thus purports the 9th canto, 24th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, completed in Bhuvaneshwar, India on the occasion of establishing a Krishna Balram temple. End of 9th canto. Prithviyasavai Guru Bharam Shapayan Kurunam Anta Samutta Kalina Yudhi Bhupa Chambaha Drishtva Drishta Viduya Vijaye Jayamud Vigoshya Prachadavaya Chaparam Samagat Sodhama. Thereafter, Lord Sri Krishna created a misunderstanding between family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by His glance, annihilated all the demonic kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and declared victory for Arjuna. Finally, He instructed Uddhava about the transcendental life and devotion, and then returned to His abode in His original form. The conclusion of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam brings us to the doorstep of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj has heard only about kings all this while. And now, so that Parikshit Maharaj could relate everything that happened to him, so that he has no regrets, he has no guilt. He is hearing about Vritrasura, Chitraketu Maharaj being cursed, incidental, accidental fall downs, Ajamil, and seeing the transformation of the administrative affairs from the King Anga, who was a pious king, but his son King Vena was an impious ruler, and how Prithvi Maharaj established the righteous ruling. And so that Shukdev Goswami is pacifying Parikshit Maharaj, you have done your duties. You have done everything. You have done your best. And ever, anything that happens incidentally, accidentally, it is ultimately due to the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore now, comforting Parikshit Maharaj, enough. Now he is ready to hear from Sukadeva Goswami the beautiful intimate pastimes of Vrindavan. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is able to enter Sri Vrindavan by the causeless mercy of Sukadeva Goswami only after he has heard about all the trials and tribulations that devotees have undergone. And therefore, it will be a great ordeal in spiritual lives. It will be a great test of our solidarity and integrity before we actually come to appreciate the intimate pastimes of Vrindavan Dham. And that is the price. And therefore here, Sukadeva Goswami is now explaining to Parikshit Maharaj that how Krishna purposefully created a misunderstanding. Imagine. Creating misunderstanding, war, and then resolving conflicts is also the nature of this material world. Most of the wars that are fought on this planet Earth are not outer circumstances but are created for the welfare of few powerful men who want people to get so absorbed in this material world, trying to fight and struggle, and they forget the real purpose of life, that they even stop questioning. So definitely this tendency is coming from Krishna only. The more we try to see this world, we try to understand that actually it is coming from Krishna. Krishna also created a misunderstanding. Then Krishna created a warlike situation. And then Krishna went for a peace mission also. So United Nations, Prabhupada said, is peace mission, making peace. But then Krishna went for a peace mission, but Krishna himself could have accomplished it. But he purposefully did not establish peace because he wanted this war. But he wanted to make sure that, you know, I created it. People know that, you know, I have created, I have done enough to make abort the war. This we only know when we come to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, when we read the Mahabharata, it becomes very plain understanding that, okay, this is a sequence of events. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is all about the heart of Krishna. What Krishna is feeling, how Krishna is making things happen for his devotees. It is all about the Srimad Bhagavatam is the saga of turn-around transformations. None of the pastimes are ordinary or even below ordinary. All of them start with a crisis and ends with great success. So, here everything is nicely, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that how Arjuna was made victorious by the Supreme Lord. And some were killed by empowering Arjuna. Rest, Krishna had to himself glance and kill all of them. So this is talking about power of Krishna's glance. And we will see when actually Sukadeva Goswami is talking about Krishna's glance on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Now he's going to talk about the glance of Krishna in the pasturing fields of Vrindavan. Right? So it's all about Krishna's glance. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sudai Vrdeshu Vilokayanti. And Krishna, the devotees who can actually see Krishna in this way can appreciate the beauty of his glance. His glance is not just a glance, his glance can do so many things, can accomplish so many wonderful feats. So we'll see how right from the beginning, in fact, when Krishna goes to the pasturing fields, that day he makes sure that Balramji is at home, does not accompany him. Because that is the time when Krishna is going to go to the Kalia lake, the Kalia Rida. And he wants to kill Kalia, but not creating anxiety for Balramji. If Balramji would have been there, then Balramji would have not first of all allowed him to enter the lake. So he made sure Sometimes we know how to get things done by avoiding some authorities, and then the favorable ones, they would give us permission. So Krishna also, in fact, we also work according to the propensities of Krishna, is reflected. So it is all there. Ultimately, we are his devotees. What can be done? So therefore, here Krishna is the cowherd boys and the cows are made to feel thirsty by Krishna. Just like same thing, Parikshit Maharaj is able to relate everything very closely to his life. He was made to feel thirsty and then to commit that offense. So then the cowherd boys were made to feel thirsty by Krishna, and they went to the lake, they drank the water, and Krishna knew what's going to happen. And Krishna did not revive these cowherd boys before he killed Kaliya. So he went, and this is how Krishna's come back. And then when Krishna is killing Kaliya and comes back, he glances upon all of them and they are brought back to life. So sometimes there's a train accident or some plane crash. Some people are dying, some people are dead, some people have lost their limbs. The government will try to rush police, ambulances, medical help. And what will happen? They will try to secure lives of those who are able to revive. And they will say that we have launched these operations, we came, and they could reach only after some time. And then after so much difficulty, they said, we have saved 21 lives, less 100 are killed. They died. When Krishna glances on all the cowherd boys, not that, some cowherd boys have lost their eyesight, some have lost their hearing, some have lost one limb, some once is paralysis, takes some time to recover. No. They're as fit as originally. And they had a good rest that time. They were sleeping peacefully. Right? So this is how Krishna acts. And therefore here, Parikshit Maharaj is feeling that comforting. Yes. It was not that I became thirsty. Krishna must have incited that thirst in me, and therefore I am able to relate to the Srimad Bhagavatam more wonderfully as Shukadeva Goswami is speaking all of these things of these past times. And therefore here, it is said that in this way, when Krishna would pray with the residents of Braj, the cowherd boys, one day, this demon named Agasur. Aga means what? Sin. Just see, I don't know, whatever it may be that parents must have not kept that name Aga. Like Duryodhan's name was not Duryodhan, it was Suyodhan, right? His name became Duryodhan because of his activities and his character. So Agha was his name, sin personified. So Agasur was wondering that if I have to kill Krishna, then I must go to the Braj and kill the residents of Vrindavan. As soon as I kill them, then all of their lives will be lost. All the cowards men will be lost because Krishna will come to save them, and I will also kill Krishna. I want to wipe out Krishna along with his devotees. So therefore, this is Agasur. When he was seeing the innocent coward boys playing, he could not tolerate their play. Innocent play. Demons, when they see innocent devotees glorifying Krishna, they cannot tolerate that. And therefore, they become very much disturbed. What to speak of that? There are philanthropists and there are philosophers, especially the Mayavadis, who try to kill Krishna, the personality. The personality of Krishna, by claiming that Lord is impersonal. And therefore, once when, in fact, one of the earlier years of Srila Prabhupada's in New York, when he was staying in Dr. Mishra's Yoga Ashram. So Dr. Mishra had a book in which he had written about how the Lord is impersonal. So Prabhupada read that book. Prabhupada was reading the book and giving a class in front of Dr. Mishra's followers. And he was saying that this, he is saying that the Lord is impersonal and we have to merge into him. This is false. How can the gold ring equal to the gold mine? Prabhupada gave the example, and then Someone said, but then we can merge into Krishna and then keep continue serving him. Prabhupada said, how can you serve the mother by returning to the womb? No. So if you merge with Krishna, how can you serve him? The service is finished. The constitutional position of the living entity is terminated. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was constantly aware of the Agasura-like demons. In fact, we'll find that in this case of Agasura came and he disguised himself. He was probably a gentleman in Mathura, but he assumed this form of a great snake, great alligator. And then his face, his mouth was, he expanded in such a way that is the upper lip, the upper face was touching the sky. And in fact, the demigods, Srila Sukadeva Goswami mentions that they were drinking nectar, but they were afraid of Agasur. He said, when this person will die, then, you know, will continue to exist. So there is no nectar that can relieve the fear and anxiety except for the nectar of Harikatha. And therefore, this is wonderful narration that Parikshit Maharaj is being absorbed in. And then the introduction of Agasura is given. Who's Agasura? Agasura is the brother of Putana and Bakasura. We have to give relationships. So who is Agasura, you can understand by who is Agasura related with? Putana and Bakasura. And therefore, a person is generally estimated by the extent of his company, by the nature of his company. And these demonic tendencies were deeply rooted in Agasura right from the beginning, as Kamsa was trying to instigate all the demons. And therefore, it is never that the demonic tendencies are very superficial. They are very deeply rooted. And that desire to take revenge and pacify deaths by pleasing Bakasura and Putana, he wanted to kill Krishna. So, it so happened that Krishna, the coward boys are able to see that snake, they are seeing the lower lip, the upper lip, they are finding that the lower lip is red, the upper lip is the tongue, the face inside is looking like red. So they are thinking that these are red clouds caused by the effect of the sun, the dawning sun, the setting sun. And then the coward boys are seeing that this is a nice place to play. In fact, Agasura was thinking that, you know, I have come to Krishna has killed Putana and Bakasura. But actually, in reality, did Krishna go to Mathura to kill them? No, they came to kill Krishna here. Right? So Krishna killed because actually they came to kill Krishna. Krishna didn't go to kill Bakasura and Putana in Mathura. So how is he claiming that, you know, Krishna killed my brothers and sister? Right? So this is. And then when the coward boys are seeing, they are seeing that they are trying to see that let us play. And they are confident that if something will go wrong, Krishna is there. And therefore they entered into the cave-like mouth of Agasura, seeing Krishna. They knew they were doing some grave error. But they know, if I am seeing Krishna, I am going. So if something goes wrong, I have not glanced on Krishna. Krishna has glanced on us. So therefore, it is not that we come and take darshan of Krishna. Actually, Krishna takes glance on us. One of Radha Govind Maharaj was mentioning in one of his classes that there is Swami Sharanananda in Vrindavan, one Baba. He was, he was a blind saint. So every day he would go to the temple of Bake Bihari and go and offer his prayers regularly. So some young chaps, they said on the way that, so Swamiji, so we see that others are going to see Bake Bihari, but why are you going to Bake Bihari? What are you going to do there? Because you can't see. So he said that हम अंधे हैं लेकिन बाकी बिहारी अंधे नहीं है. He saying that I may be blind but बाकी बिहारी seeing me, हम तो हाजिरी देने जा रहे कि हम आ चुके हैं, आपके भक्त आ चुके हैं. Attendance, right? So darshan means attending before Krishna. So therefore this is how they were so confident, and therefore how to see Krishna in everything and everywhere in every situation. This is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was once in San Francisco this time, and this is first time they went there, and they found that there was an article in the newspaper saying that the Prime Minister of India is stoned by people in Mumbai. That time she was stoned, and then they said, Swamiji, your Prime Minister in India is having difficulties. So Prabhupada said, okay, give the paper. What is the news? So then Prabhupada read the news and said, because there's a drought in Maharashtra, therefore they are blaming the Prime Minister for the drought. What has she done? How can we blame the Prime Minister for the drought? Prabhupada said, this is very good. He said, the residents are feeling that the head of the state is the king, and the king is responsible for all the situation in the country, including natural disturbances and droughts. And Prabhupada said, this is so nice. Prabhupada is glorifying the people. That this shows that people are still Krishna conscious. This is indirectly God consciousness. That they still believe that the king is responsible for the state of affairs of the country. Prabhupada said, therefore the culture is still living. This is how Prabhupada saw this ordinary mundane news as being Krishna consciousness, connected to Krishna. Who could understand this news as being, connected to Krishna? And therefore, this is how the Agha is like the devotees were entering into the Aghasur. So similarly, sometimes willfully devotees enter sin, the regime of sinful actions. And therefore, the only hope is that if they're still somehow or other Krishna conscious, they could be saved. And therefore, when Srila Prabhupada was also in the Avalon Ballroom for the first time, when the Mantra Rock concert was going on, so Srila Prabhupada entered and Allen Ginsberg was there, and all the troops were there performing, all the other rock groups. So then after Allen Ginsberg's introduction, he gave the microphone to Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada started chanting, and everyone, the whole thing started rising tempo. After some time, Srila Prabhupada gave the microphone to Allen Ginsberg. And then the chanting continued. After some time, Srila Prabhupada was indicating as if like, this is too much. Now it's time to leave. It's time to make move now. Srila Prabhupada had come with Kirtananda Swami at that time, and along with him there was a newly initiated devotee called Ranchor Das. So he just came with Swamiji to see what the San Francisco scene is all about, and like to go to various places and see what that place is all about, what kind of devotees are there, so that inquisitive knows there. So he went there. So on the Avalon Ballroom stage, he was still with Srila Prabhupada, but when they left, he was leaving, somehow seemed to leave, but then Mukund Maharaj was saying that he saw that 1.5 hour later that Ranchod was still on the stage dancing with a girl. He was like involved with that. So then this person came to Srila Prabhupada and said that, I am going back to New York for good. He said, what you will do there? No, I will do something on my own. So what about your Krishna consciousness? No, that can always be there. And then how will you make it? Oh no, I've met this nice friend, Michelle. Then I will see with her what to do. No, I'll be there with her. We'll see what to do. So Prabhupada said at that time, this is no place for a brahmachari. And therefore he just left. So willfully sometimes devotee may enter the Agha. And the devotees entered into the mouth of Aghasur, and Krishna was watching. In fact, similarly, seeing Krishna, they entered. So therefore, somehow or other, even if we are in difficulty, we are put in an awkward condition, we must still try to salvage ourselves by remembering Krishna somehow or the other. And Krishna says, Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shantim nigachati kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranashyati. This is hope giving. And therefore, when Hanumanji was entering Lanka, it was a similar situation. Lankini came and then she was slapped by Hanumanji and she realized that this is Hanumanji who has come to destroy, and this is the sign of the disaster, this is the sign of downfall of Ravan. So then Lankini told Hanumanji, you go ahead, my blessings with you, but don't forget to keep Lord Ram, the name of Lord Ram, in your heart. You're entering Lanka, a very dangerous place, but don't forget to keep the name of Lord Ram in your heart. And similarly, Srila Prabhupada also instructed all of his disciples, all of his followers, to keep chanting Hare Krishna all the time. That is the safest position. Srila Prabhupada also, once one of his professors, and they were talking, in between their academic words, Srila Prabhupada was chanting japa, mildly, softly. Some devotees were told, Prabhupada said, okay, while taking prasad also, one must chant. Let us chant. Prabhupada, how should we chant while having prasadam? Because we are having prasadam. Chant in between the bites, Prabhupada said. And therefore, the five types of bewilderment that took place when the coward boys enter Agasur. Because, first of all, though it was a snake, a dangerous snake, they could not identify it as a snake. Though this material world is miserable, illusory, still it seems to be real and pleasurable. The second illusion was they entered joyfully to play in that world. Prabhupada said, do not play with Maya. Right? If you try to play with Maya, then you will be certainly caught up in a dangerous situation. Prabhupada said, therefore I say that my disciples are not enough afraid of Maya. They enter playfully. They try to play with Maya. So they enter to enjoy play, and they compared the whole thing to a mountain, an adventure. Sometimes we may feel that this material world also is an adventure. You must try it out. Not a bad adventure. And they entered without discrimination. They entered very quickly. They didn't give a chance to Krishna to ask Krishna what to do. Should we go or should we not? So therefore, not taking blessings of authorities while entering may create great havoc. Similarly, they proclaimed also, dancing, singing, and they proclaim, okay, this is so nice, we're enjoying. So they proclaim entering the cave just to justify that, no, they were somehow doing the right thing. So this is how the five causes of bewilderment causes a living entity to enter the cave of Maya, sin. But then Krishna is so wonderful. Krishna was thinking like a normal human being, and he was thinking how to get these boys out of that. And Krishna was making that, you know, I have to save them. At the same time, I have to kill Agasur. What to do? So Krishna was thinking like an ordinary person. And in fact, somehow the Agasur took all the... If the snake takes in the belly, it does not just directly eat them. Have you seen a snake? They can even capture elephants, huge snakes. They can swallow a very huge human being also. Man-eating snakes. And they take them inside the belly, in the middle of the belly, and then they crush with their belly so much that the bones are also crushed. That is the power of the snake. But Agasur did not kill them because he was waiting for Krishna. Somehow other Krishna also entered. And as soon as Krishna entered, we see that how Krishna expands himself immediately, chokes up his life air, cannot breathe, and the soul of Agasur leaves his body and remains in suspension in the environment, in the air, atmosphere for some time. Because why? Because Krishna is reviving the coward boys till that time, one by one. Ek glance karke, isko revive kiya. So Agasur's soul is still waiting there. And then, when Krishna has revived everyone, then Agasur, the soul of Agasur, merges into the body of Krishna, and all the demigods are so much wondering. But then, the point is made by Shukdeva Goswami later that actually not Sarupya. In fact, he didn't get Sayujya Mukti. Agasur later got Sarupya Mukti also. Later on, after Sarupya, he got... Because what will happen if someone takes the name of Krishna, Putana offered poison. She got Sarupya Mukti, but Agasur allowed Krishna to enter into himself. Now how can someone whom Krishna enters in his own body personally can be without the remnants to receive this mercy? Therefore, this wonderful pastime, this narration is so wonderful that Krishna's glands, and therefore even Arjun, when Ghatotkacha was killed, everyone was morose in the Pandav camp, and Krishna was dancing, he was embracing Arjun. He's saying, what happened to Krishna? Why? What's wrong? It's a sad moment, but definitely there must be something behind your behavior. He said, Arjun, Ghatotkacha is killed, that was meant for you. You are safe. Only now you can kill Karna. And therefore, don't you know that previously I have killed so many demons under the guise of Kshatriyas? I have killed Jarasan, Shishupal, and Ekalavya. These three I have killed myself personally, just to secure your life. How? For Jarasan, I told Bhimsen how to kill. I gave him the secret, how to kill him. To kill Ekalavya, I entered into the heart of Dronacharya and asked him the thumb. It was not Dronacharya who asked. It was Krishna who instigated as Paramatma within. And for Shishupal, I made him to commit offenses so that he would... I instigated him. And this is how Krishna is saying that I personally killed all of them for your sake. And this is how Krishna is telling Arjun and the Pandavas. It is so wonderful. In fact, Dhritarashtra is asking Sanjay, then why Karna did not use his dart before using on Ghatotkacha? Because he was saying that every day Kaurav army would sit night and make strategy to kill Arjun and tell Karna, use that dart. But somehow or other, when the war would start, Karna would forget by the yogmaya potency of Krishna. And Krishna says to Arjun that actually Satyaki came and asked, so how is that Karna did not use this dart? This is happening on two fronts. One is Sanjay telling to Dhritarashtra, another is Satyaki asking to Krishna. And Krishna said, I bewildered the mind of Karna. Though he had the dart, he could not use it. So ultimately, Krishna is a doer. Krishna is the lover. Bhagavad Gita is nothing but love on the battlefield. Right? In Canada, there was a war, there was a protest going on. And one couple was hugging and kissing in the middle of the whole thing. Right? Bhagavad Gita is something more than that. Krishna is expressing his love in this form of Bhagavad Gita, and the war is nothing but love on the battlefield. So therefore Krishna is so merciful, he is so loving, that he has done everything for Arjun. But we only may not recognize Krishna's moves and may not understand Krishna's motives. And therefore Krishna consciousness means seeing, able to see Krishna, able to have faith that Krishna, avashya rakshibe Krishna. So this is very wonderful, and then we're going to start this wonderful pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto. Is a meditation and purifying. It's a great opportunity. We are entered 10th canto, second time in the Radha Gopinath temple, Bhagavatam classes. So this is the second phase. Some of us not there, many of us are not there that time. Madan Gopal Prabhu was there. Yantrashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sorry.